The Jamaican elections will be held on September 3rd, 2025, and approximately 1.2 to 3 billion Jamaicans living overseas may not be able to vote. The relationship between the diaspora and voting is complicated. If you live overseas, you have to be a Jamaican citizen. You must be able to prove your residency in Jamaica, and you have to be a registered voter. Do you know, on average, Jamaicans living in the diaspora send home in remittances round about $3 billion? Yet the diaspora is silenced at the ballot box. So we basically have a Jamaican passport, but no power and no voice when it comes to participating in our own elections. Let me be especially clear. This is in reference to us Jamaicans living overseas being able to vote from overseas. We are able to vote, but we would have to go home to Jamaica to physically vote. Now imagine if everyone in the diaspora decided to go home to vote. Even then, Jamaica would not have the infrastructure to facilitate 1.2 to 3 million people returning home to vote. So either way, we are at a disadvantage. Why in 2025 are Jamaicans in the diaspora not able to vote by mail, not able to vote electronically, not able to show up at their consular offices overseas and vote? And I get it. That in itself is a mammoth effort. Would probably cost us millions of US dollars. Can you imagine if we had the power to vote? Then the polls would not be as tight. Even if a third of us voted, we could swing the election one way or the other. Diaspora money builds schools, help families, help with infrastructure, yet we don't have a voice unless we are going to fly home to Jamaica to vote. That should be one of the priorities of the administration. Figuring out a way to invest dollars behind the technology, the security, the logistics of giving Jamaicans in the diaspora the power to vote. That could be a significant lever in increasing the voter turnout. So the real question is, are we Jamaican enough to send home remittances? Are we Jamaican enough to fly the Jamaican flag high, but we are not Jamaican enough to vote from overseas? I would love to hear from my diaspora community how you all feel about this, and let me know in the comments.